Just in relation to another story that I will deal with in the first hour of the program, mobile speed cameras. Now, we've been talking about this for quite some time, and I'm going to talk to the minister now responsible, Natalie Ward, shortly. I got a note from a listener about, I think Heathcote is where it is, in southern Sydney. He sent me a photo of one of these private mobile vehicles, mobile speed camera vehicles, barely marked, sitting right at the end of a 60k zone, less than 8 metres from where it goes to a 100k zone. As he said, this is entrapment. And you put that hand in glove with the number of fines issued for people speeding by less than 10k's. So what, you come up to that point on the Princes Highway, it is, you're heading south, you see the 100 sign 20 metres in front of you, say you're doing 60, you start to accelerate into it. So you go past this bloke, by the time you hit the 100, you might be doing 80, or you might be doing 70, and you get pinged. Now, I'm not blaming the bloke or the lady putting the vehicle there. I'm blaming the private operator who is paid a stipend by the state government in New South Wales for everyone they fine. Now, we've had Dominic Perrottet before Christmas going on about, oh, no, we've got to have signs, got to have signs, got to have signs. Yeah, pigs might fly, Dominic. Look at the amount of money you've peeled away from people in the last 12 months. It's a record. Chris Minns was in contact with me, the opposition leader. Secret mobile speed cameras raked in more than $46 million in fines for drivers going less than 10k. I hope they're not going to find the poor buggers on the Princes Highway early this week where the car was 8 metres from where the 100k zone starts. And if that's not entrapment, I don't know what is. Now, I'm someone in the past, I've said to people, and I'm one of them, you get fined for speeding, put your hand up, pay the fine, cop the points and get on with your life. But I won't cop a private enterprise where the government has said to them, look, it's too hard for us to handle. We'll take away all the signs. You rake in as much money as you can. Give us some of it. You keep some of it. I mean, they may as well be sitting on the side of the road like Ned Kelly with a tin can on their heads because they're thieving money off people. And the state government sits idly by and allows it to happen. Fair dinkum. Just unbelievable.